Good evening, Patriots. It is a beautiful Monday evening. And what did I just do? I just cranked some ice cream. A little bit ago. Yes, I did. Cranked some ice cream with my dad. That was pretty awesome. Didn't do it on Sunday, but we did it tonight. And that's what we're... I think we're going to have ice cream at the Bard's Fest. I think it's going to have to be there. I don't think anybody would be happy unless we had real ice cream. Do you know that... I think I've said to this before, but did you know that St. Louis is the home of frozen custard? Yes, indeed. It's another experience in ice cream delicacies, and it's great. We have to find somebody locally and that'll come out and vend some of that for us. Frozen custard. Frozen ice cream, frozen custard. Somebody wants fried ice cream. It's like fried butter, isn't it? I don't know how you do fried ice cream. I'm willing to try. I'm telling you right now, I've tried freeze-dried ice cream. That's another thing, freeze-dried ice cream. It's like ice cream in a little pretzel stick, except there's no pretzel. It's just a stick, but it goes crunch. It's pretty good, I'll tell you right now. Before we begin, let's do our call-out. It's more than a call-out. This is like a war cry, a battle cry. And what's our battle cry for? To take back and give back, get back those sales from MyPillow. The nasty, dasty cabal has decided to take away, cancel culture, try to cancel culture, our favorite CEO, Mike Lindell, who is speaking at Bard's Fest, by the way. Should I tell you it's probably going to be on Friday? Probably going to be on Friday at Bard's Fest. That's just a little rumor. And oh man, you know what that's going to mean, right? That means My Slipper Day. That means Slipper Revolution Day. You better get your My Slippers. This is no joke. I'm not kidding you. We are doing 1 million Patriot Slippers. This is our goal. 1 million My Slippers by August 26. 1 million. I think we can do it. Do you realize how much we are indebted to that wonderful man? He has hired white hat hackers to help establish that yes, the election was rigged, which we all know, but no one's ever going to believe it. He's started his own social media platform. He's starting his own TV channel. He has Frank Speech programs going on all over the place so he can support free speech. He's building a business. They're attacking him from all sides, trying to cancel him out. Yeah, and this is unbelievable. This is the same guy that also has a addiction outreach program to help people with addictions. He has a small business program. Oh, he's awesome. Mike Lindell. These are the types of people we want to have as heroes. Oh, I think I mentioned another one before last hour. His name was Brian Kahanek. Yeah, Another fantastic guitarist. We're going to close with his music tonight in After Hours if you want to stick around. But Mike Lindell. So what are we doing? We're going over to MyPillow. We're using a promo code called BARDS. Yeah, I think you probably heard of that before. BARDS, BARDS. You drop that in there and boom, instant, like magic, bam, savings all over the place. Just about neutralizes your whole cart. It's like a death ray on the prices. There it goes. Prices evaporate. BARDS code goes in there. You see the basket price fall. Or you can call and you can just check out then. You know, we want to buy My Slippers, but while you're there, just buy one of everything. I mean, they've got great stuff. I'm not kidding you. I'm seriously not joking because I don't endorse products lightly, just so I'm clear. And I'm not doing this because it's a good idea. I literally sleep now with my pillows, with my sheets, with a My Comforter. And I don't get much sleep every night. Last night I got 2 hours, by the way. And I'm telling you, it is the best sleep ever. And then I've talked to other people that are having the same experience. You're like, what is with those sheets? I'm serious. They're amazing. I am not kidding you when I tell you this. So get some. Get some. Get on over there. Spread the word. Pass that BARDS code everywhere, far and wide. Put it on your car bumper stickers. BARDS discount code for MyPillow. Go to Starbucks. Tell everybody in there they're crazy. And then say, by the way, for all you vaxxers, you're going to need a pillow. Use a BARDS code to save money at MyPillow. Whatever you need to do. Get it out there. Put it on posters all over your town. Come on, we got to get going. We need 1 million My Slippers sold by August. And that represents $69 million of sales for my pillow as the deep state. Oh, I hate those people. I swear, cancel culture. They've taken away $64 million away from him. Yeah, don't forget my towels. They're also rocking too. So you can call 1-800-975-2939 if you want to talk to a real person. And when you do, they're going to say, well, where did you hear about my pillow? You're going to be like, you kidding me? You guys set this number up for Bards FM. We're the guys at Bards FM. Come on over and join us. Here's our Bards code. By the way, it's the best podcast in the entire world. And also, we got news tonight from one of our leadership, great super leadership guys, that Cuba, I love this one, Cuba, Puerto Rico, and the Philippines are all committed to blowing the shofar at the beginning of Bards Fest. Woo! Man, I swear when we get through with this, the cabal's going to be like, what happened? It's like, we brought God. You all brought that dumb butt piece of something trash. I'll be kind. Came into our fight, and you all thought he was going to be good because he told you he was your God. He's just a tin Chinese copy of a tin soldier. And we brought God to the fight. Next time you want to fight, stay home because we're smoking your butt. That's exactly what it is. We'll sit there, we'll blow the shofar, we'll be like, bring it, bring it. Gonna see the whole thing rain. Hear the thunders roar. Sky heavens open up. See, you're gonna watch all these little Luciferian minions start screaming and running like little ants. Help me, help me, help me. Be like Oompa Loompas that went crazy is what it's gonna be. All because we're blowing the shofar and calling the Holy Spirit down to like crush you. There'll be no more Oompa Loompas in our town. Get on out of here. If you're a Luciferian Oompa Loompa, hit it. Get on out of here. We don't want you around here anymore. Remember with the girl that ate the everlasting, it wasn't an everlasting gobstopper. It was like blueberry something. She swelled up like a big old blueberry. We have to squeeze her to get all the blueberry juice out of her. That's going to be like the whole left. You're going to see all that crazy stuff happening. All the Luciferians are going to start going crazy. You're going to walk down the street and start seeing heads turn around and around. You're like, what in the heck is going on? Oh, that was the 5G wave that hit them, and that's nanotech that's letting them do that. But it's okay. They'll just keep doing that for a while until God gets rid of them. All right, let's go have some pie and ice cream. Frozen custard. Anyway, get on over there to MyPillow. Get over there and get some. Get you some. Some My Slippers, some My Pillows cases, My Pillows, My Sheets, My Towels, My Everything, My Dog Beds. And let's get his sales up to 69 million. Use that Bards code BARDS, MyPillow.com. And then when you leave there, slip on over to iTunes and buy Brian's album. You know, here's the thing. I'm serious. This is what we can do. And I know this is spending money, so don't get me wrong. And it's not like we all have an unlimited amount of money because we don't. But it's all about wise spending and strategic spending, right? So watch what happens in Hollywood. So they find some buddy. I was going to be more cruel than that, but we'll just say some body. And they have a look that they want. So, for example, that look might be like face tattoos with 16 earrings in their nose and a bunch of earrings on their eyebrow, and they've got purple hair, and maybe they've got like, I don't know, what else would they have? I've got to have earrings too, on your ears too. So like 50 earrings. You know how they like line all these earrings over the top of the ear, and then they come across their eyebrows, and they got all of them hanging on their lip, and they always have to have a stud like right in the middle of their brain. So they've got all this stuff, and they're like, oh, well, look at that. That's the marketing image we want. Can he sing? No. Okay, well, let's get him in the studio, and let's have him try. And, hey, is that guy Brian around? Yeah? Get him in here, because I think he can sonically tune this person to make them sound like they actually can sing. See, that's what they normally do. But then, because Brian's so talented with his audio engineering. But then you get like real artists like Brian that are like, you don't have to audio tune me. I audio tune my voice by having one because God gave it to me. So on the other hand, this Dillowick that's over here that's got 50 earrings hanging off his head. Man, I'll tell you, I don't know if you've ever seen the original Punisher. That was brutal. I mean, there was a scene where they were like getting that one earring dude to talk. It's like, we have pliers. We have pliers. We will remove these earrings from you. Man, I'm telling you, that is kind of an occupational hazard if you have that many earrings, right? Imagine like looping them all with fishing line and then tying them to the bumper of somebody's car and like, all right, Joe, hit it. Oh, man, that would be something. Like, oh my goodness. Yeah. Well, I guess maybe next time you only want one earring that's a stud, not with loops and hoops and all that good stuff. Anyway. So we get this thing that we get going over here. So Brian is another one of these. All right. So we're rocking the sails over here. We are, by the way. We're rocking the sails over at MyPillow. We got to keep rocking them. And then we've got Brian over here, who's just like super stud on the guitar. And of course, he's not part of a big label that can go out and push this nonsense across the world. And of course, he's not part of a big label because they don't hire real singers. They hire vocal retards that have 50 earrings in their head. And then they audio tune them to make them sound. And then when you go to the live concert, you're like, how come they don't sound like anybody? Because they don't sing. That's why. They put them through a digital processor is what they do. So anyway, now you got real stars like Brian. And so here's this deal about choice again, right? So they're telling us with like pushing it in your brain, you need to buy an album from Jesse Cowpie, the man that has 50 earrings in his head. You're like, oh, yeah, I want him. That homie, right? That homie, the one that sings about hating cops? Yeah, that one. We want you to go over and buy that and get that going for us because you all want that. They kind of do their voodoo on TV, and then all of a sudden, it's like the guy suddenly, because you know this is all nonsense, probably have some Autobot in their AI system. Suddenly, you look over and you're like, oh my goodness, look, the guy's got 100,000 albums sold. How'd that happen? He just released it yesterday. Oh, he's so popular. We all need to go get some. And the sheep flock the market. That's how they do it. I don't know if you realize this, but this is literally how they do it. They get the album out, and everybody's like, oh, I can hardly wait. You know, half the audience they've paid for anyway in the first concert. And then they launch this thing. And, of course, everybody's suddenly talking about it. Well, how'd that happen? Because the AIs just took it and started pushing it on everybody's social media account. And they're blistering the whole internet with this picture of this guy that has 50 earrings and purple hair. You know? Oh, and I forgot the part. You always have to have half the side of the head shaved or something, right? And then there's got to be a tattoo there. Plus a tattoo across his face. And if you look real close, it's probably a girl or a guy that used to be a girl or a guy. So now they're all flipped and gender confused. So then we are literally talking about a complete mess of a human being, if they're even that. Probably some clone factory underneath the bowels of LA. But anyway, so we're over here. And suddenly all these sales go up and then all the people are like, Oh, look at all those sales. I need to buy one. And of course, then people start becoming sheep because if you put up one sale, nobody believes it's worth anything. If you do 1,000 sales, people are like, that's interesting. Maybe I'll watch it. But if all of a sudden these sales go up to 1,000, then or 100,000, they're like, I've got to have one. It's a frenzy. It's all market manipulation. I wonder how I know that. Maybe because I used to be a marketer. Yeah, maybe. So This deal, we've got to get back to like choosing who we want, not having them choose for us. So this is another stab in the eye of the cabal is what I think. I think we need to spread Brian's album far and wide. And we need to get him out there and we need to make it go platinum. We can do that. 500,000 sales. I mean, come on, Patriots. There's 80 million of us. You're telling me you really think that there's 80 million Patriots that would reject that sort of great guitar work? The answer is not. Think about this group here, how diverse we are, and everybody loves his music. So get on over to iTunes and let's rock it. Let's put it up to platinum. Let's just do it. Okay, so it's $10. It means you don't get your latte for a month if you're on a budget. You don't get your latte for a day if you're in New York. So it's all right. Hopefully you're not in New York, though. Man, that's painful. That's it. So that's our goals, right? So we're going to have Brian there, and we want to see. We want to announce that he had 500,000 sales at there, and that's going to make him platinum, whether they call it or not. We're going to platinum him. We can give him our own Bard's Platinum album, in fact. There's an idea. Whoa. Holy. Okay, I'm saying it. Holy cow, like big holy cow. That's not a little holy cow. That was a big God holy cow. What do you guys think of that? Like, if we start making our own Bard's Platinum, our own Bard's Platinum awards, and we're like, screw Hollywood, screw this other nonsense, we're going to start awarding true great artists our awards, and everybody else can be like, take a hike, because you got nothing on us, because this is real artists. So we need to come up with an award for the great CEOs of the country that we like show our love through sales. That'll be one for Mike Lindell. We got to come up with an award for our great patriots that are like rocking the music scene. That'll be, we know who that is. We already know who we want him to be, but now we got to get the sales to match. So now you got to get out and crank it, because we want to give Brian the golden Bard's Platinum. I mean, you can't really do both. Platinum's another thing. Platinum award for Brian. That's what we're looking for, okay? Oh, I like that. I just saw it on the board. Bard's Holy Cow Platinum Gold. There we go. We got it. Bard's Holy Cow Platinum Gold. Man. Brian Kohenic, I'm telling you right now. Mods, can you throw that link up there so they know where to find it, please? That would be good. And we'll put it under the show tonight so you can find it when it's all over. Bard's Holy Cow Platinum Gold. That's what it's going to be. What a rockin'. Oh, by the way, if you go to the episode from earlier is up, and you can find his link right underneath that podcast too. What do you know about that? So that's it. That's it. We're just going to transform the society. I mean, we're tired of playing this game. I'm really serious. I'm sick and tired of being like, well, you guys can't win because we have all the money. It's like, no, you got nothing if we don't pay you. You got nothing if we don't buy your crap. Instead, we're choosing what we want to have. So we're going to make our own holy cow, Bard's Holy Cow Platinum Gold. Got to match it, though. If we're going to do the award, Patriots, we need the sales. All right? And that means you got to get over and buy Brian's album. Spread it far and wide. That's a double hit now. This is a double hit. This is awesome. This is like a double punch, left, right. We're going to smack the music industry, and then we're going to smack the commercial industry, the retail industry, and go like, hey, y'all, you thought you were going to crush us? Guess what? We got our own thing going here. We don't want you. We don't need you. Just get out of here. Go take a hike. Go live in Portland with Antifa or something. That's what we need to do. Enjoy your cancel culture, you transhuman robots. How's that going for you today? I'm telling you. Take a shot and feel comfortably numb while the computer takes you over from the inside, while that nanotech grows inside of you and settles on your spine. And suddenly the tingling just stopped. And my eyes turn glazed over black. And I begin to chatter. And chatter. And there was no way back. Oh, I just did your rhyme right there, Patriots. What do you know? Off the edge and over. They are gone forever. Telling you right now. All right, so we are cranking. We've got great Patriots out here. We're going to run up the sales on one company. That's Mike Lindell's incredible company. And we're going to show him our love through what we buy, because that, you know, it is good stuff. It's not like we're buying junk. It's great stuff. And we want him to succeed, because when he succeeds, we all succeed. And that's a great patriot. And then we're going to run up another great patriot, Brian Kohenic. Kohenic, I always mess up his name. I swear one of these days he's just going to come up and hit me and go, dude, I'm going to give you a lesson. Oh, he's such an awesome dude. It really is. He and I talk a lot. He's super talented, and he's helped me a lot too with my audio engineering. And just, he rocks. So We might even have some other surprises with Ryan later on this year. We'll find out. Some things are going to happen. You just won't be amazed. You will be stunned. I think we can bring the house down, is what I think. So that's the two objectives now, right? So we're going to bring out two winners out of our ring and go, hey, world, look at this. This is what happens when we get together. We decide that we're done with your stupid stunts in the cabal. We're done listening to your garbage. We're done listening to your street rap crap that you're going to kill cops and all this other stuff. Done listening to that nasty music that infects children's brains. We're just done with it. Done, done, done. We're now starting our own thing. Right? Okay, so we're fighting back. The great thing about this way we fight back is it feels good. You got to admit, this is a great war. This is, who doesn't enjoy this type of war? When you walk up there, and oh, by the way, when we get up there at Bard's Fest, we'll be like, oh, and the seven winners of the Tidy Bowl Award. It means we're going to flush your companies completely down the toilet, crush their stock, leave it in a cindering ash pile. And then we'll announce those seven companies. And the Patriots will cheer. And around the world, they will applaud. And suddenly overnight, sales will plummet. And guess what? Patriots will be like, out of here, baby. Never coming back. Never touching your stuff again. Let me just say it like this. If you're out there listening and you're on one of those lists of one of those companies that screwed Georgia, that tried to mess with Mike Lindell and his mandating vaccines, I'm just telling you, there's such a thing as Patriot hell, and we're about ready to give it to you, and you ain't going to like the outcome, but we're going to cheer. So enjoy the time you have left. Might have to do a big flushing sound. And we're paying close attention because we're going to take it back our way. You know, and we know how our President Trump will be. He'll be like, now, Patriots, we got to support these companies. We'll be like, yes, sir. And then we'll all be like, whatever. We love President Trump. He tries to be fair to everybody, but we're fighting this fight on the street, and we're crushing it. Throat stomping it is what we're doing. So we've got our objectives. These are mission orders, Patriots, mission orders. Buckle up. Let's get busy. We got a lot of work to do. You've got social media time to spread and spread links, encourage people. You got a promo code of Bards to push around everywhere on the web. Find, man, just like smear it. And that is like, you got to do berserker stuff. Like, just go crazy. Go across the web, smear it, get everybody going out there. Yeah, that's the MA Patriot. Sorry, Trump, you're sitting this one out. Patriots are in control. Yes, we are in control. We're running this game. We're steering this ship right where we want it. So get out there and smear that stuff. Let's rock this thing. Hey, I'm going to read I like this passage because I think it speaks a lot to us. 2 Corinthians 3:12-18, a great prayer warrior sent this to me earlier tonight, and I think it just nails it. And here we go. Since we have such a hope, we are very bold, not like Moses, who had put a veil over his face so that the Israelites might not gaze out at the outcome of what was being brought to an end. But their minds were hardened. For to this day, when they read the old covenant, that same veil remains unlifted, because only through Christ is it taken away. Yes, to this day, whenever Moses is read, a veil lies over their hearts. But when one turns to the Lord, the veil is removed. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. Amen. Patriots, the veil's lifted. We're seeing clearly. Everything is unmasked. We are like crushing this. And it is time now. We're not going to mope around anymore. We're going to talk about heavy topics, but I'm tired of this stuff. We are not going to get run down. We are not going to get overrun. We are not going to deal with... I'm sorry people took the vax. I'm going to be like, okay, sorry you took it. I'm sorry you turned into a transhuman. I'm sorry you're probably going to melt like the witch with water thrown on her. But that was a dumb choice you made, and we pray for you, but it's not my burden. So see ya. I'm putting on my slippers. I mean, I know this is hard for a lot of families out here, and I get it, all right? And I'm not being insensitive, but look, it's not like we haven't tried. And when you sit there and you look at people and you're like, I've been trying to tell you. And you're like, oh, you mean I've got an IED inside of me? I'm an armed bomb waiting for a 5G wave to strike me and blow me up? As you grab your cup of coffee and throw your feet back in the chair and you say, you look just cleanly in their eye. Just stare them quietly, calmly, and you say, yes. And then sip your coffee, and that's it. Oh, my goodness gracious. The power of yes. It's like, ah! The wicked witch melts to the ground. I'm telling you, man. We have been drugged through the mud. We have been drugged up the side of the cliff. We have been drugged down the side of the cliff. We have been drugged through the caves, through the gullies. We have been drugged through the wadis, through the dry riverbeds. Man, I'm like, okay, got it. Guess what? We're stronger with the Lord we were now than we were before. So you can keep dragging, but you're wasting your time. We're just getting stronger. So here's the deal. We're not going to get drug anymore. Done. I'm really sorry for y'all that took the injection, okay? Now, whatever happens now, man, ask for stupid, live for stupid, get stupid. I mean, what else can I say? Y'all turned your back on God. All you had to do is like take a breath, take some prayer, get on a knee, go, Lord, guide me. And he'd be like, don't. Take the vax. And they didn't. They didn't. Instead, they turned on CNN and they say, please tell me how I should think. And CNN's like, glad to. Let me give you what you need to think. First of all, remember, you can't think for yourself. Only CNN here. We can provide you what you think. Secondly, remember that the vaccine is safe. It is good for you. Thirdly, remember that the vaccine is safe and it is good for you. I mean, that's basically it, right? And so they're like, thank you. I do receive. Orders are given. I understand. Accept the vaccine. Yes. Like, what in the world happened to human brains in this moment? It's like you look around on the floor. You're like, did something drain out? Is that what that puddle of goo is over here? That was the gray matter that was in between your eyes? Because it's down on the floor right now. Clean up. Clean up aisle three. Man, there's not enough janitors around to be mopping this mess up these days. We got another cleanup in aisle two. It's more gray goo. I'm not really sure what's happening out here today. There seems to be a lot of leakage. Uh-huh. Sure is. It's what happens when brains melt down and 5G wave takes over. Oh, my goodness. And, you know, and then it's just like, you've been, if you all remember Kmart, which is a dead institution these days, it used to be blue light special on aisle five. Blue light special today, folks. We have a blue light special. This is how this vaccine thing is, this injection. It's like, hey, guess what we got going? What? We got you Krispy Kreme donuts today. Whoa! What's it going to cost me? Just don't worry about it. We're just going to change your DNA. Fantastic. I'm coming right over. Kmart shoppers, we got a special today on getting yourself injected. And in the same time, we want to modify your DNA. Don't worry about that last part. We're going to get you injected. Come on over for our blue light special. We're going to give you a Hot Wheels matchbox car. That's what you're going to get. A special one with a Batmobile free for getting its injection. Man, we have such a retarded world right now. I mean, seriously, you look around, you're like, God, yes. Is this for real? Yes. Did you create these people? Yes. Is there something else I should know? No. Can I have a beer? Yes. Join me. We're going to need three. This show's only getting warmed up. We're like, all right, we got three cold ones with God coming. That's it right there, coming down. I'm telling you, this is going to be awesome. Outstanding. We're going to watch the show. Man, I'm telling you. Be like, it's only getting warmed up. Throw your feet up, kick back, throw that recliner chair up there. I'm going to show it to you in 3D. Fantastic. Then we've got our in-house MA Patriot going, we need some garlic steaks, please. Right on. Throw them on the grill. Let's throw it back. Let's have some. Man. I'll tell you right now, we've got all the talent we need in our ranks to enjoy this show. So don't get down. When you start getting down, just think about like Bard's Fest and the party we're going to be having there in a good way. By the way, just so I say it so you know, no alcohol at Bard's Fest. We don't need that corruption going on. We're just having a good old, faithful, wonderful, incredible family time celebrating the love of the Lord everywhere, wearing our slippers and listening to some awesome music. And blowing some shofars. 300 shofar players opening the Bard's Fest. That's our next thing. Then a shofar blower in every single state, ideally every county. A shofar blower in every single province in Canada. That's 10 plus 3 territories, as I got schooled today. Not 13 provinces, but 10 provinces and 3 territories. We'll get a shofar blower in every one of them. Then we need, we've got shofar blowers. We're going to have one in every country in Africa, every country in South America. We're going to get some in China, get some in India. Got to get some up in Mongolia. Need some all across Russia, too. That'd be rocking. We need some in Mexico. Mexico! Need some shofar blowers and some piñata parties. That's what we need. And I tell you, when that happens, you just watch the sky open, man. It's going to be glorious. And be like, wow, what happened? Well, I think the devil just peed his pants. It's like, whoa. Sure glad Costco's on his side and it's supplying him with a lifetime supply of Depends. But that's okay. Costco's going to be out of business soon anyway. Because they're so Luciferian, anti-patriot, anti-American all the way through. Do you imagine cleaning up that mess? Be like, what happened? Well, devil peed his pants. Wow. Ooh, that stinks too, man. Ooh, cannot stand it. Ugh. That's so bad. Did they make the Depends? Yeah. Especially for him? Yeah. Costco did it. Ugh. And they did it in like, what, caseloads? Yeah, he bought like a semi-truck load. Ugh. This is bad. We can't even compost that stuff. Let's get it out of here. I'm telling you, Patriots, we've got to just, we're going to rock this world. See, it's all about attitude. If we're going to come into this thing, you can walk around going, oh, it's so miserable today. It's so miserable today. We're all suffering. We're all suffering. We're all going to turn into lizard heads. It's all miserable today. You can have that attitude, which I'm not going to have. Or you can be like, baby, we're making it rain. We're going to kick you in the, you know what, and get out of our way. Because guess what? Christ is in our heart. We're marching on this. We're marching this thing down. We're blowing our shofar and tearing the walls down inside out. Man, take that pinata and don't just hit it with a stick. Hit it with a bat. Like, bust that thing wide open. I'm telling you, there's no stopping us. And if you really understand the power of what we've got within us, there is no stopping us. If everybody would just stop, like right now, like, all right, put the Eeyore in the closet, lock it up, leave it. We're done with the donkey that has a pinned on tail. Forget it. Now, everybody, buck up. Start having some fun. Start laughing at the devil. Start having some great times. Celebrate God. Celebrate life. That's what this whole thing's about, right? We're supposed to be happy out here. And of course, well, I can't. I'm so stressed. Life is so heavy. There's all this thing. It's like, look, man, here's what I know. I can play to their hand and I can start going, well, yeah, you all made a stupid decision and you are really making more stupid decisions. And I can let that frequency and that energy like drive down. But the only way I know that we can possibly win, and here's the big one, ding, 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 ding. This is the big one. This is your extra prize today. It's the extra bonus point hour. This is like Jeopardy. Alex, I'll take the save lives. That's double Jeopardy for you right there for 1,000. Whoa, ding, ding, ding. Okay, so this is where we are. And here's your double Jeopardy deal. And it is this: saving lives. Saving lives. What is bringing Christ into my life? There it is. Double jeopardy. You win. Because when you bring Christ into your life and you've got it flowing through you, it's a joyous, glorious light that's shining through you. You're celebrating. And guess what that does? That sends this incredible frequency across the world. And as we bring that joy into the world, do you really think that that power of joy and love is going to be staying right with us? Or do you think maybe we might reach across and as we come in contact with those people that made the bad choice, that we might just be able to raise up their spirits and bring them some light and heal them? Oh, I think we can. And it's not really us, because we know that when we come in with Christ in our heart, what happens? We leave our old behind. That's gone. We are remade within, and we have Christ flowing with us. And what does that mean? That means we have the power of healing. We have the power of joy and healing. That means through Christ to the Father is the power of healing in this world. So we've got a choice to make. We can walk dreary. We can put on the gray helmet. We can put on the black boots. We can drop our head down. We can mope. Or we can stand up as patriots and just go, yeah, we got this. Get out of our way. And you're like, what do you mean? Just get out of our way. Go over there. Like, you're going to mope? Like, Eeyore's in the closet. Go join him. We're walking through here with the love of life. We're walking through here with the love of light. We're walking through here with Christ in our heart. We're going to sing him. We're going to celebrate. We're having an incredible time. And guess what? The power of healing is going to shock your butt right across the room, and you won't even know what hits you. And there you go. God gave us that choice. God gave us that gift right there. And that's what we have within us. And all we have to do is own it. That's like going into a game, right? And they're like, you got this. We're like, I don't know, man. They're big and gnarly. You're like, dude, you've got this. Believe it. And you own it. And you win it. Everything is possible. We will move mountains. We do move mountains. And how do we move mountains? I'm going to tell you the mountain we have to move, Patriots. From here to there. This is the mountain. The devil threw up a barrier between us. He's trying to tell us that there's a bunch of humanity that's going to drop dead, roll over, and play the cockroach dance in the middle of the street because they took stupidly an injection which is modifying their DNA. Okay, dumb, bad. There has to be some repentance. Got it. But we are the remnant. We are the watchers on the wall. We are God's frontline army, and we are here to set the record straight. Put the Christ in your heart, stand up, sing, be joyous, walk into this thing, and wipe that devil's mountain out of the way. Send it from here to there and go, yo, buddy, guess what? We're done. Get the heck out of our way. Enjoy the trip. And by the way, here's a Krispy Kreme donut to enjoy yourself in that lake of fire. Oh, and a little tiny bottle of water. Button down, please. That's how we fight this thing. And we never, ever give up. Ever. Don't ever get down. Don't ever let this thing sit upon you. And we have it all. We have the power within us. We have the power to rock this world because that's what God gave us. Oh, yeah. We're occupying the land. We're occupying the land in a big way. Like, no fear. Stand up bold. Shields up. Swords up. It's like Captain Kirk, like, Scotty, I need that full power now. Aye, Captain. There you go. Full speed ahead. Never look back. And we take this world back. That's what we do. By the way, play Brian's music really loud and put a MyPillow pair of slippers on and tuck up with a MyPillow behind you, and we rock this. I told you, man, you can't be afraid of the devil. He can eat his damn donut and have his beer and whatever else that they're offering him and just kick his butt out the door. Like, it's got nothing on us. That's going to be the best moment. It's like, hi, I'm the devil. I'm like, And? I'm the devil. And? You're forgetting something. What? I'm a child of God. Do you know what that means? Yeah, I do. It means I got to bow to you. Yeah, get your butt down on that ground. God's taking over from here. See ya. Have a nice day. That's it, man. That's what you got inside of us. Faith, no fear, strength, no fear. Truly, the power of God flows within us, and that is how we take this whole thing back. Positive, powerful, faith, drive, push. Faith moves mountains. Make sure you sing some hymns. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time we come together, the encouragement, the power, the glory of all that you give us. Lord, let the power of Christ flow through every single one of us. Let us rise up. Let us be strong. Let us be positive. Let us bring the light into this world. Let us shake off this doom and gloom. Let it pass. Let us crack the heavens open with the light and the glory that you give. Let us have no fear. Let us face this head on. Let us move forward, Lord, and let us bring the power of healing into this world. Oh, we know there's got to be some chances you're going to have some conversations with these mindless fools that decided to walk away from you and take an injection. But, Lord, we can't let this happen. We can't let these people suffer and die the way this cabal wants. So, Lord, send us. We're ready. Let us bring the light. Let us bring the healing. Let us bring the power of Christ and healing into this. And with that, let us bring your children home. And we say these things in Christ's holy name. Amen. Are you ready, Patriots? Because the fight is just getting warmed up. And you think I'm dialed up now? You wait till Bard's Fest. And I won't even need coffee. Though I'll have plenty, don't worry. This is going to be the storm of storms. This is going to be the storm that shakes the core of the earth. This is going to be the storm that raises the Holy Spirit into everybody's lives. So you got two missions before you right now. Don't forget, we got the mission. We want a million. We want 1 million My Slippers sold by August 26th. You got the promo code BARDS. Push it. Send it. Give it to everybody. And what's our second objective? Brian Kahanek's music. We're going to give him the Bard's Holy Cow Platinum Gold Award because we're going to break 500,000 sales. That's it. That's what we're doing. Two major objectives. We celebrate at Bard's Fest and we're moving out now. Tickets will be on sale in a week or two. We're still putting that together. Don't worry. We got some great stuff coming. All right, Patriots. Time to celebrate. Don't get down. Keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil. Never relent. Always press into this fight. Always. There is nothing to fear. Fear is a liar. Just ignore it. Kick it out the door. Say forget it. Don't want to hear you. Don't want to listen to you. Don't want it in my head. Celebrate. Take some time to sing. Take some time to walk around and just look at the glory and the beauty of God's wonderful world. When you listen to these petty tyrants and they're telling you stuff, just like, yeah, whatever, buddy. Whatever. Keep moving. You'll be fine. Don't get down. Above all things, don't get down. God's with you. Christ's in you. I mean, come on. You got everything you want. You won the lottery. Just stand. Be fierce. Be ferocious. Be a lion. God loves you. God loves all of us. He's not going to forsake us. He's right there. He's smiling. He's like, this is my Patriots. These are my people. It's like, you bet. That's our dad right up there hanging out. He's the cool dude on the block. He's the big one. He's the big daddy. And in the end, we know God will win. I just want to be sitting on that side, feet up, checking it out, going, wow. Oof, that gotta hurt. It's gotta hurt. So let's do it. Have a wonderful evening. We're going to play some Brian music after this. Celebrate his birthday. If you didn't know, it's his 52nd birthday today. Happy birthday, Brian, our Patriot rock and guitarist. I'll see you tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. bright and early. Have your coffee hot and ready. That's Pacific time, 8 a.m. Eastern. So until then, or until the next time, God bless. Thank you. Have a blessed night. And out for now.
All this time we had to prove that we could stand here too. All the nights been pushing through, fight for all we had to lose, reaching out for something to pull us up to level ground. Oh, I can see it now, I can see it now.
Darling, counting all the ways where you are.